Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Are you going to get that goal? Are you going to be able to turn that dream into reality? Or is it going to be another exercise in futility and frustration where you wind up giving up on yourself and it just simply reinforces the fact that you feel like a failure? Well, it depends on if you have subconscious agreement or not. Subconscious, the part of you that holds all of your habits and patterns, the part of you that holds all of your memories, all of your emotions. Your conscious mind is your willpower. It makes decisions about what you want to go after. But then everything else is turned over to your subconscious to make it happen. And if you don't have subconscious agreement, it won't take place. You might be able to get part of the way there, or maybe all the way there, but then you won't be able to keep the success because it is incongruent with your current subconscious identity. In fact, if there is ever a disagreement between your conscious mind and your subconscious wins every single time. So what is being held in your subconscious right now that is in conflict with what it is that you want to achieve? Well, we look at programming, conditioning, problem solving, identity. And the first one is your programming. This is the mental level. And at some point in your life, you had something that you needed to be fulfilled. It may have been certainty, where you were taught the skill set of how to rely on yourself in a healthy way, or maybe it was freedom of choices or worthiness of what you bring to a situation. It could have been validation through love, growth with exploring more things, or contribution through leadership. But instead, that was perverted down to someone else's pain because each of those needs has a dysfunctional side. So you may have been taught certainty that you had to rely on other people, places, and things to be okay, and that there was going to be freedom, all right. What was it going to be today? Drama, crisis, chaos, confusion, because this is the level of emotional optimization. Then after that, you are only going to feel significant if you martyred yourself for somebody. The validation came in by always connecting to others through them being a hot mess and you needed to martyr yourself for them, or you're a hot mess and you needed their assistance. Growth is simply listening to another podcast, reading another book, taking another course without seeing any real world results. And so you then begin to seek out, without even realizing it, how to out-manipulate the manipulators in your life. That is contribution, but it's in a way where you're trying to have power over something. And if you can't get it that way, you'll at least get power over by deciding that you're going to have not just a bowl of snacks, but the entire bag. You're going to have that drink and it's not going to be just one. Maybe it's going to be drugs that just finally numb you out, but you will get power over what you feel are the areas where you are helpless in life. That is your programming, that you needed something and you couldn't get it. And so you learned, because someone else was perverting the best parts of you to their benefit, you learned to do for them, and then maybe they throw you a few crumbs of what it is that you needed. And that's just the programming. Then along with that is the conditioning. This is the emotional states that you were conditioned to experience. You know, it's our emotions that decide how strong we're going to be. And you were conditioned to have things out of order, disordered, because your needs, what you needed, what you valued, someone else was placed over you in an unhealthy way. And then from there, you went into dysregulated. Now your nervous system can no longer move forward in a way to where if an emotion shows up and it's not necessarily a healthy one, you're able to convert it into an experience where it's beneficial for you. I'll give you a quick example of this. Did you know fear and excitement are the same area of the brain? Mm-hmm. What determines whether or not you are going to have fear or excitement is the meaning that you've attached to it. Unfortunately, that meaning was taken away from you and was substituted for what someone else wanted you to do for them. So you're living a world based on the meanings that they gave you for your emotions. After the system goes dysregulated, then it goes dysfunctional. This is when actions begin to show up in your life where you're doing things to get you some relief instead of being able to go after a goal and get resolution. And then the final one is your system will go toxic. The American Medical Association told us years ago that over 80% of all disease was from unmitigated distress, emotions that we didn't know how to handle, that were in a consistent state within our system that then perverted our DNA. It's known as epigenetics. And our DNA then opens the door to disease and everything else that comes in after that. That's your conditioning. You weren't taught how to optimize those emotions when they showed up. Then the third piece that's held in your subconscious mind is solving problems. I mean, think about it. How did you go from one grade to the next? You solved enough problems. And then you got into the corporate world. And how'd you get promoted? You solved more problems. And your subconscious will not tolerate a void. So once you solve one problem, it's going, now we have to find another problem to solve. Now, all of us are going to have problems in our life, but that should be a smaller percentage because it's much different to solve problems than to design a life based on your brilliance and your magnificence. But that's not what you were taught. And then the fourth thing that's held in your subconscious, which is the reason why getting your goals, seems like a fairy tale. It's just a wish, is because your identity that was created with this programming, conditioning, and problem solving is out of harmony. Your identity is incongruent with the goal that you're going after. You know, whenever my clients set a goal and they come to me and they're like, how do I achieve it? Well, there's a gap between them and what it is that they want to experience in their life. And the subconscious won't tolerate a void. So it's going, okay, well, we'll fill it with action. But, oh, wow, what actions were we taught with that programming and conditioning and problem solving? You just get more of it. The question isn't what you do. The question is, who do you need to become in order to be congruent with that goal, in order to be harmonious? There needs to be an upgrade because you're not going to get rid of that original programming, conditioning, and problem solving. You actually need to allow it to evolve. And this is the reason why I love hypnosis. Your subconscious mind holds your identities, and you have a lot of different aspects to your personality. There's one part of you that comes out whenever you're listening to podcasts and watching videos on growth. And then another part of you comes out whenever you're intimate with a partner. That's not necessarily the time to be talking about, oh, guess what I learned? And then you're out with your friends having a good time. So you have all these different aspects. The idea is that we allow these aspects to evolve. I love this, that the supply was present before the need was ever realized. before we can evolve. The universe is already designed the people, places, and things to be put in our environment for that evolution. But we can't always see them when we're looking out through the identity that says, oh no, that this doesn't work. I can make it work for other people. And if I do get any type of success, it is so hard to achieve because we were taught that the easy things will be hard and the hard things will be easy. Okay. So reveal, release, relearn, rejoice, just like when we're a kid in school, reading, writing, arithmetic, and recess. This is the four-part process that I teach all of my students, whether they're coming to me to learn self-hypnosis, to make their own identity upgrades, or whether I'm teaching them to be a certified hypnotist in their own holistic business. It's known as parts therapy for inner conflict resolution. There is one aspect of your identity that was formed around freaking up. But the law of polarity says everything's created as a whole. For there to be up, there's down, inside, there's outside. You see a front side to me, but there's also a back side. Well, the law of polarity says that there's a part of us that feels like a freak up. That means that on the other side of us is there is an aspect of us that knows how to achieve, but it hasn't been put in the correct internal environment in order to grow. So, reveal. This is where we reveal the aspect of you that learned that programming, conditioning, problem solving, that identity. Then we release it from that contract. See, there was something that you were supposed to do at that age that was absolutely brilliant. There's a aspect of my identity that she loved riding her bike and exploring the woods around her. And it's this aspect that I was able to unleash quite a few years ago that wound up falling in love with hiking. But she couldn't as long as she felt tied down to taking care of others. See that aspect? That part of my personality, she didn't get to ride her bike as often as she wanted to because she had three younger siblings that had to be taken care of with what was going on with mom and dad. Well, guess what? She continued to find people to take care of. She, had her own kids. She had stepkids. She had a partner that weaponized the best parts of her as far as caretaking and used it against her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so until I released her from having to do that and then gave her permission, this is the relearn. So you got reveal, release, and then relearn. Because remember, we won't tolerate a void. I can't get rid of this aspect of me. But then asking, well, what is it that you do want to experience? She's like, I want to get back to the outdoors. What it is that I love. She's the one that helps me plan the different trips I'm going to take as far as going to state parks and the country wanting to travel that the U.S. has. But then who am I going to put in her place as far as taking care of others? Oh, the law of polarity, that's my wise woman. And I had to give her permission to step into place and say, okay, yeah, I can start now maturing this part of me. But it's not always an easy process. Seeds have a husk around them. A lot of us have built walls around us that could be seen as the husk or covering of a seed. Well, whenever you put a seed into the ground has actually been designed to eat away anything you put in it. This is the reason why if you put a wooden fence post in the ground, it's going to eat it away because It's designed to eat away the outer husk of the seed to allow the seed to mature. That means that we have to put ourselves in environments that are actually going to put a demand on us that husk is going to be taken away so that we can mature. And then we have to push the dirt in our life and then finally break into the light. As a seedling, we do need to be careful because we are prone to others stepping on us. And then there's the maturation where we produce fruit. And then the final level is where we produce our own seeds. And this is when we plant seeds within others for their own magnificence and brilliance, because our life has become proof of this process. And so they are watching, not necessarily what we say, but what we do. Now, when my wise woman showed up, she started showing me how I was caretaking people by giving them one too many chances, not drawing healthy boundaries. I love the adage, if I've cut you off, you probably gave me the scissors. And so there were times that I had to have difficult conversations with people. And those difficult conversations didn't always turn out to where we could stay in the relationship. And sometimes I needed to move on. But then my wise woman said, hey, we won't tolerate a gap. Who are we going to put in place of that relationship that's going to be even healthier for us? Mm-hmm. And this is when you get to the final R, rejoice. This is when the younger you, now that younger you could have been 6 months ago when you went through something that you felt like was a betrayal. It could have been when you were a kid and you were parentified. It could have been a teenager when someone took away your self-esteem and replaced it with what you needed to do for them to feel okay. So you bring through the younger you, but with the passion, the energy, the zest for life. So that's your history. Then you bring it in partnership with the mystery of life, your wise woman, your wise man, what it is that they are going to move you into as far as experiences that are going to open you up and allow you to bloom and blossom. So that's your tomorrow. Your tomorrow is a mystery. And then it is brought together through you today. That's the reason why it's a gift. It's known as the present. That is how you get subconscious agreement. So your willpower of writing your goals and chanting affirmations and focusing on your vision board isn't going to get the agreement of your programming, of your conditioning, of your problem solving, and of your identity. But the great thing is, the next evolution of you, the upgrade is already present. Will you step into that gift? Until we get together again, remember, the world is a better place when you allow yourself to become better in it. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted. And your actions, implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.